Hello and welcome to your GCSE Economics Revision Podcast. I'm your tutor today and we're diving into one of the most important topics in your whole course, how markets work. Whether you're revising for AQA, EdXL, OCR or any other board, this topic comes up again and again. It's the foundation of everything in microeconomics. So grab a pen, get comfortable and let's get started. By the end of this episode, you'll understand how supply and demand interact, what moves prices, how elasticity affects decisions, and exactly what examiners are looking for in your answers. Let's go! Section 1. The basics of demand. Demand is the quantity of a good or service that consumers are willing and able to buy at a given price over a given time period. Notice that word, able. It's not just about wanting something, you have to be able to pay for it too. The demand curve slopes downward from left to right. Why? Because as price falls, more people can afford the good and existing buyers want more of it. This is called the law of demand. Now, and this is crucial, there is a massive difference between a movement along the demand curve and a shift of the demand curve. Examiners absolutely love testing this, and it's one of the most common mistakes candidates make. A movement along the curve happens only when price changes. The curve itself stays in the same position. A shift of the curve happens when anything other than price changes. The whole curve moves left or right. So what causes demand to shift? Remember the mnemonic pirates. P for population, more people means more demand. I for income, if incomes rise, demand for normal goods increases. R for related goods, if the price of a complement rises, demand for your good falls. A for advertising and tastes, fashion and trends matter. T for tastes and preferences. E for expectations, if people expect prices to rise, they buy now. S for seasons and special factors. Section 2. Supply. Supply is the quantity of a good or service that producers are willing and able to offer for sale at a given price over a given time period. The supply curve slopes upward from left to right. As price rises, it becomes more profitable to produce, so firms increase the quantity they supply. Again, movements along versus shifts. A price change causes a movement along the supply curve. Everything else causes a shift. What shifts supply? Think of the mnemonic PINTS WC. P for productivity, better technology increases supply. I for input costs, if wages or raw material costs rise, supply falls. N for number of firms, more competitors means more supply. T for taxes, indirect taxes increase costs and shift supply left. S for subsidies, government subsidies reduce costs and shift supply right. W for weather, crucial for agricultural goods. C for competition from other goods. If a farmer can earn more growing wheat than barley, they switch. Section 3. Equilibrium, excess demand and excess supply. The equilibrium price is where the demand curve and supply curve intersect. At this point, the quantity demanded equals the quantity supplied. The market clears. There are no unsold goods and no unsatisfied buyers. But what happens when the market is not in equilibrium? If the price is above equilibrium, quantity supplied exceeds quantity demanded. This is excess supply, sometimes called a surplus. Producers have unsold stock. They respond by cutting prices. As price falls, quantity demanded rises and quantity supplied falls until equilibrium is restored. If the price is below equilibrium, quantity demanded exceeds quantity supplied. This is excess demand, sometimes called a shortage. Consumers can't get what they want. Producers respond by raising prices. As price falls, quantity demanded rises and quantity supplied falls until equilibrium is restored. This automatic self-correcting process is called the price mechanism. It performs three key functions: rationing, incentive, and signaling. Rationing. Prices ration scarce goods to those willing and able to pay. Incentive. Higher prices incentivize producers to increase supply. Signaling. Price changes signal to producers and consumers where resources should be allocated.